Jesus sets us free from a lot of things. He said, the truth will set you free. And if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. He sets us free from the pain of bitterness. He sets us free from the burden of guilt. He sets us free from the fear of death. There are a lot of things Jesus set us free from. But one of them he sets us free from is the expectations of others. And wow, when you're set free from the expectations of others, you can be who your Creator made you to be, not what everybody else is trying to mold you and make you to be.
Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in a series called You Make Me Crazy. These teachings take a biblical look at topics like peace in our relationships, finding true love, breaking free from abuse, resolving conflict, ending the cycle of people-pleasing, and dealing with the crazy makers in our lives. Now, because we've all got at least one relationship that makes us crazy, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a must-have resource from Pastor Rick Warren called the You Make Me Crazy DVD series and study guide. If just surviving your relationships isn't good enough for you, then go ahead and take a sneak peek at this powerful video series while you're listening to today's broadcast. Just go to PastorRick.com or text the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Escaping the People-Pleaser Trap.
I've been receiving many, many notes from you during this series on unhealthy relationships, and a lot of you have been giving me some good material. In fact, this weekend's message is based on a letter that I got recently. Let me read it to you. It's a pretty serious letter. It says, Dear Pastor Rick, your Crazy Maker series is really helping me a lot. But there's one area where I always make myself crazy. And that is the fear of disapproval. It really messes up my relationships and it makes me miserable. To be honest, I am so afraid of being rejected that I let people walk all over me. It affects what I say, it affects what I wear, it even affects the food I eat. I hate feeling this weak, but I don't know how to change. For all my life, I have worried about what other people think about me. As a little child, I quickly learned that certain things would bring the smile and approval of my parents and other adults. And then when I started grade school, the approval of my friends became the most important thing in my life. Now I'm in college. But I've never grown out of this fear of being rejected. I still live my life mainly based on the approval of others. I know you're relating to this. And I know you're relating to this. I still live my life mainly based on the approval of others. I want so badly to be liked, to fit in, and to be accepted that I have done all kinds of dumb stuff that my friends and my boyfriends forced me to do. I really regret that. You know, most of the time, I know the right thing to do. I'm just afraid to do it, worrying about what my friends will think. Why am I so weak? Why can't I handle their disapproval? I have opinions, but I'm always afraid to express them. I remember that one time you said, the fear of sharing your faith is a sign that you're a people pleaser, that you're controlled by the opinions of others. I am tired of saying yes to people just because I'm afraid to say no. I know you're relating to that one. I'm tired of caring too much about what other people think of me. I'm tired of being manipulated and used. But in many ways, it's my fault. Sometimes I feel that I don't even know who I am. I'm just a collection of the expectations of others. Wow, that is a brutally, brutally honest letter. And I admire the person for writing that to me. This woman is talking about a very common problem that makes us all crazy. It is addiction approval. It is the addiction to the approval of others. It's one of the most common destroyers of happiness. And if you don't deal with this issue, You will be miserable most of your life. You will be controlled by other people. They will put you in their boxes. You'll end up living the life that your daddy wanted you to live, your mom wanted you to live, your kids wanted you to live, your spouse wanted you to live, your boyfriend or girlfriend. You're not going to live the life God wanted you to live. You're going to end up living a life that everybody else put you in, and you will miss the gifts that God gave you. You will miss the purpose that God gave you. You will miss so many things in your life if you don't learn how to not be a people pleaser.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. And while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional. Take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Again, that's the word DAILY to 99000.
Okay, confession time. You probably have a relationship that could drive you crazy if you let it. Whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, sibling, parent, coworker, or that crazy relative you see once a year at Thanksgiving. A crazy maker can really make life difficult. That's why you need the Crazy Makers Study Kit. In this 6-part DVD series and study guide, Pastor Rick Warren brings sanity to your relationships so you can do more than just coexist and survive. You can thrive. In this powerful DVD series, Rick shows you how to be wise in relationships, how to recognize who's pushing your buttons, how to resolve conflict, how to break free from abuse, how to escape the people-pleaser trap, and how to keep the crazy makers from making you crazy. The Crazy Makers Study Kit is perfect for you, your family, or small group, so request yours today. It's our gift to say thank you for your donation to support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to request your Crazy Maker Study Kit today. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
So this week during this Crazy Maker series, we're going to look at the one that's in your mind that causes you to make yourself crazy, which is fearing the disapproval of other people, fearing the rejection of other people, fearing too much what other people think about your life. And when you do that, when you have that fear in your life, it lets all kinds of crazy makers, you've left the door wide open. And all kinds of crazy makers can dominate, can control, can manipulate, can cajole, can cause you to say yes when you want to say no, and cause you to say no when you want to say yes, and miss all kinds of things in your life. Now, at the top of your message notes outline, there's a verse in Proverbs 29, verse 25. Today's English version, it says this. In fact, let's read this verse aloud together. It is a dangerous trap to be concerned with what others think of you. But if you trust the Lord, you are safe. Now circle the phrase, dangerous trap. It is a dangerous trap. The Bible calls it a snare in the King James Version. The Bible calls it disabling in the Message paraphrase. It is a trap. And so today I want us to look at the concept of escaping the people-pleaser trap. And what we're going to do is briefly two things. Look at how it traps you, okay? Why it's a trap, why you want to deal with this issue in your life, why it's a trap, and then how to escape and how to avoid it. And the Bible is very, very clear about both of these issues. Now, before we look at it, I need to explain to you that actually the desire to get the approval of other people, that's not a bad thing. That's a legitimate need in your life. You do need the approval of others in your life. You just don't need it to dominate your life. There's nothing wrong with wanting to please your parents. There's nothing wrong with wanting to please your husband, your wife. There's nothing wrong to wanting to be loved, liked, and approved of by friends, by family, by neighbors. There's nothing wrong with that. And actually, you need an amount of approval in your life. In fact, the Bible tells us and actually commands us to try to please other people in many ways. In other words, don't just live for yourself. If you don't care at all about pleasing other people, if you're only living for yourself, you're a narcissist. The person who has no interest in the approval of other people, you know who you call that? A sociopath. They're the people who go out and blow up buildings. Okay? If you have no need for any approval in your life, then really you are so narcissistic, you are so self-centered, you are so selfish, that is actually a real problem in your life. So there's nothing wrong with wanting the approval of other people. But like all of God's good gifts, what is a good thing in your life, a legitimate need, can be misused. You have a need for food in your life, it can be misused. Everybody agree with that? Okay. You have a need for sex, it can be misused. You have a need for approval, it can be misused. Everything that God gave us as gifts actually can be misused if we don't handle it correctly. Okay, so let me give you five things why you need to deal with this. Why maybe you've had it all your life, you've worried too much about the approval of other people. It is a trap, the Bible says. How is it a trap? Number one, write this down. It causes me to miss God's purpose. It causes me to miss God's purpose for my life. You cannot be worried about being what everybody else wants you to be and focus on what God created you to be at the same time. If you're always worried and you're always trying to be what your parents wanted you to be, what your husband, your wife wanted to be, what your friends, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whoever it is, if you're always trying to meet their expectations, if you're always trying to meet, fulfill their purpose for your life, you will miss God's purpose for your life. In fact, this is so important. It's one of the two primary areas that we miss God's purpose for our life. One is envy, and the other is peer pressure. When I envy other people's lives, and when I'm pressured by other people, I miss what God wants me to do with my life. You know, Campus Crusade has a gospel track that says, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. But in reality, God loves you and everybody else has a wonderful plan for your life. And if you listen to those plans, you will miss God's plan. First Thessalonians, there on your outline, Paul says in chapter 2, verse 4, our purpose is to please God, not people. That's your purpose in life. God didn't put you here on earth to please other people. Our purpose is to please God, not people. He is the one who examines the motives of the heart. So, if I don't deal with this issue, I'm going to miss God's purpose for my life. So, what is the antidote? I mean, you know this. You know that there are times that you don't do the right thing because you're worried about what other people think. And you know that there are times when you do the wrong thing because you're worried about what other people think. What is the antidote to approval addiction? In other words, how do I break free from the people pleaser prison? You say that. People pleaser prison. People pleaser prison. People pleaser prison. How much chuck did a woodchuck chuck? And the antidote is right here. It's between your earlobes. You change the way you think because this particular crazy maker is in your mind. It's in you. And when you have a fear of disapproval, when you have a fear of conflict, when you have a fear of rejection, when you are overly worried about what other people think, all kinds of crazy makers are going to run over your life. The Bible says in the book of Romans 12, it says, be transformed by renewing your mind. In other words, the way you change your life is to change your mind. The way you change your life is to change the way you think. Jesus said, when you know the truth will set you free. Exactly. And so what I want to do right now in the last couple minutes, I'm going to give you six truths that will set you free. These six truths, you need to memorize them. You need to burn them into your mind so that when you are in those high pressure situations and you're starting to let other people control you and you want to say yes when they want you to say no, or you want to say no when they want you to say yes, you can call these six Bible truths to mind and they will be an antidote to approval addiction. Okay, let's just write them down and see quickly what the Bible says about them. Number one. First thing I need to remember, even God can't please everybody. All right? Even God can't please everybody. Right now, there are people praying for different teams to win at a sport. half of those people are going to be disappointed in the game. Right now, some people are praying for it to rain, and some people are praying for it to be sunny. Half of those people are going to be disappointed. Even God can't please everybody. Now, only a fool would try to do what God can't do. You think you're God? You think you can please everybody? There's no way. Going through life, most of the people in this world are going to disapprove of you. Accept it. Going through life, you cannot please everybody. Even God cannot do that. In fact, Jesus said it like this: woe to you when all men speak well of you. What does woe mean? Woe. Woe means bad news. If everybody likes you, it means you stand for nothing. It means you're a chameleon. You're a cop-out. You're a wimp. You're wishy-washy. If everybody likes you, you have no conviction. You have no beliefs. Because the moment you take a stand, somebody's going to start throwing rocks at you. Jesus says, woe when all men speak well of you. Now, let me tell you something. Not a time in your life are all men going to speak well of you, except at your funeral. That's the only time you only hear good stuff about people, at a funeral. But until you get to your funeral, people are going to not speak well of you. Even God can't please everybody. Number two, I don't need anyone's approval to be happy. I don't need it. Not only can I not get it, I don't need it. You don't need everyone's approval to be happy. Why? You've heard me say this so many times. Happiness is a choice. You are as happy as you choose to be. What other people think of you has no relationship to your happiness unless you choose to let them manipulate you. You don't need other people's approval to be happy. Happiness is a choice. If I think I can only be happy if they like me, you're not going to be happy. Now, let me give you some facts of life that the Bible teaches. You can't please everybody. You don't have to please everybody. God doesn't expect you to please everybody. You don't need everybody's approval to be happy. No matter what you do, somebody's going to disagree with you. And disapproval doesn't have to ruin your happiness. You know, you think about the most popular people in America, half the nation doesn't like them. How does a person get elected president? You don't even have to have a majority. When President Clinton was elected, you remember Ross Perot? And when Ross Perot ran, and it was Clinton and those guys all ran at the same time, and Clinton won, he won both of his elections with less than 50%. So most of the people in the nation did not vote for him as president. And no matter the moment you become a leader or anything, half the people aren't going to like you. So you're never going to get it. But here's the point. Some of you have spent all of your life trying in your mind to please an unpleasable person, probably a parent. And you wanted to show them wrong. And then your dad or your mom said, you're never going to amount to anything. You're worthless. Why can't you be like your brother? Blah, 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 and all these things. And you, in your mind, thought, I am going to earn their approval. And you have tried and you have tried and you have tried and tried to win that person's approval, that unpleasable, and you haven't got it. Now, I'm sorry. And I'm sorry for the pain you've been in. But let me just tell you something. It's a self-inflicted prison. That person that you've been trying to get their approval all your life and you haven't got it yet, guess what? You ain't going to get it. If you haven't got it by now, you're not going to ever get it. But let me say something more important than that. It's not about you. It's not your fault. It's not saying anything about you. The problem is their problem. They are unpleasable. And when you got C's on your report card, they expected B's. And when you got B's, they expected A's. You got an A, they wanted straight A's. And they were always unpleasable. That's their problem. It's not your problem. If you haven't got their approval by now, you're not going to get it. Some of you are 50, 60 years old, still trying to get somebody's approval. You're not going to get it, but the better news is this. You don't need it. You don't need it to be happy. You don't need their approval. Let it go. I don't need the approval of other people to be happy. What I need to do is learn the attitude of of Jesus. What did Jesus say? Look on your outline, John 5:41. Your approval or disapproval means nothing to me. Your approval or disapproval means nothing to me. The bigger God is in your life, the smaller people are in your life. The bigger you make people in your life, the smaller God is. If God is big in your life, when Jesus is number one in your life, he sets you free from the approval addiction because you're just focused on him. Jesus sets us free from a lot of things. He said the truth will set you free, and if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. He sets us free from the pain of bitterness. He sets us free from the burden of guilt. He sets us free from the fear of death. There are a lot of things Jesus set us free from, but one of them he sets us free from is the expectations of others. And wow, when you're set free from the expectations of others, you can be who your Creator made you to be, not what everybody else is trying to mold you and make you to be. Now, let me be real honest. I want you to listen to me on this. If you are looking to any human being to meet all your needs, you're going to be severely disappointed because nobody can do that. Only God can meet all your needs. If you are looking, let me say it another way, to any human being to keep you happy, you're going to be unhappy most of your life because they're going to disappoint you. Human love runs out. Human people disappoint you. So you better put your happiness in somebody and something that cannot be taken from you, and that is your relationship to Jesus Christ. You need to look to God. The one thing about God is this. He has promised to never, never reject his children.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement. Okay, confession time. You probably have a relationship that could drive you crazy if you let it. Whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, sibling, parent, coworker, or that crazy relative you see once a year at Thanksgiving. A crazy maker can really make life difficult. That's why you need the Crazy Maker Study Kit. In this 6-part DVD series and study guide, Pastor Rick Warren brings sanity to your relationships so you can do more than just coexist and survive. You can thrive. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Do you have any crazy makers in your life? Of course you do. We all have relationships that just drive us crazy. Maybe a coworker, or a sibling, or a parent, or spouse, or that cranky next-door neighbor. These crazy makers can really make your life difficult, even if it's just a relative that you see only once or twice a year at holidays. You know, I created a kit called You Make Me Crazy Study Kit that's going to help bring sanity to your relationships. This kit is great for individual study. Even better, invite a few friends over and form a small group and do this study together. You'll make some new friends, and you know what? You'll have a lot of fun laughing about the things that make you crazy. I'd like to send you the You Make Me Crazy Study Kit as a thank you gift when you support Daily Hope with your financial gift this month. This 6-week study guide through God's Word will give you the guidance you need to face and even connect with the crazy makers in your life. Did you know that God has them there for a purpose? During this study, we're going to look at what the Bible says about being wise in your relationships, about resolving conflict, about breaking free from abuse and codependency, about escaping the people-pleaser trap, and about keeping crazy makers from making you crazy. I really appreciate your support for Daily Hope. It's only because of people like you and the financial gifts of listeners that we're able to reach so many people with the good news of God's Word.
Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to request your Crazy Makers Study Kit today. That's 800-600-5004 or just go to PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.